Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Tonight we have a very special guest. I am so excited. Jackie Zeman is here, you know, Bobby Spencer, the great, the wonderful nurse, you know. And we will be talking to her, and it's going to be a great show. So please call in at 347-850-8721. And it looks like she's here. Yay! So I'm going to bring her on. I am totally excited, you guys. Here she is, you know her as the wonderful Bobby Spencer on General Hospital with people. We need to bring her back full time. Having Bobby off canvas is wrong, wrong, wrong. And so we need to bring her back. And she's also on the Bay. And I think Sophie Madison. So let me bring her on. Welcome, Jackie.
Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be on your show. You were very kind to invite me.
Oh, well, I love you. Everyone knows around here how much I, you know, adore you. And it was so nice having you back. And if you want me to, I can treat Frank and Juan and stalk them like crazy to have them bring you back because I miss Bobby.
Oh,
I really,
thank you so much.
I do.
Well, you know, the General Hospital was a wonderful, wonderful time in my life. I was there for most of my adult life. I started on that show. I was so young and stayed on for 35 years. I mean, that's a long time, you know, to be on a show. And, you know, so I really, when I say my GH family, I do mean that because it's very true that, you know, we're so connected. And not only to the people that I worked with on camera and the other TV characters, but also to the friends and the fans and the people that watched for so many years and gave their allegiance to the show and wrote letters to me and sent me baby presents when my children were born. I mean, there's truly a connection there. And I even to this day, when I go out, if I'll do a public appearance somewhere, I go out and somewhere and I'm, you know, make an appearance or I'm signing autographs, people will come up to me with pictures that we took together 10, 20, 30 years ago. And we laugh. We laugh at the hairstyles and we laugh at the clothes that we have on. But it's really a very beautiful feeling to know that I have people, you know, and friends out there that have we've been together for decades.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great, but would you like to go? I mean, you came back for the Nusset Ball, and let me tell you, you were great. You made me cry with Laura. You seen with Laura talking about Jason and everything. I was a complete mess watching you guys because it was so incredibly good, and it was just great. It was just, you made me cry. I mean, I know you probably didn't want to make people cry, but you guys did your job. It was so great, and I love the Colby and Bobby relationship. I mean, I love it. It's a great mother-daughter relationship. I mean, you guys came from hating each other to totally forgiving each other, and I think you guys are a great mother-daughter duo on the soap.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you know, that's something that I agree with you just as a person and as a mother and as a woman. I like the way that relationship was written over the years. And, you know, it takes time for something like that to evolve, which is the thing I love so much about soap operas. You know, you have relationships that go on for so many years that people can really relate to them because they're set in true time. And the Bobby Carly relationship has been set in true time. And so, yes, I love what you said about forgiving, how we came from a place of such turmoil and such stress and such, you know, dysfunctionalism and are able now to be, you know, forgive and become, you know, we may not always agree, but I think people like to see that because that's what real life is like in most families. You don't always agree, but you still love one another.
Exactly. And, what I love about Bobby is, you know, I mean, what I kind of miss, too, is you were gone when I think the show really needed you with Luke's intervention and when Carly was going through the whole thing with Jocelyn almost dying and the whole thing. And you, chemistry with Luke, let me tell you, is great to us as, you know, seeming, you know, brother and sister relationship. You guys, one moment, crack each other up, but you guys can also be really serious with each other, and you are the only person that can basically tell Luke when he's wrong, and he listens to you. And I love Anthony Geary. I love Luke, but I love that relationship with you guys.
I do, too. Thank you, you know, for saying that, because I agree, especially with a character like Luke, who's so, you know, out of this world and uncontrolled, and the fact that the dynamics of the relationship do have a reality to them, which is kind of nice. You know, he's so negative and so angry at the world and so feels that everybody's out to screw you, and Bobby's so, you know, maternal and nurturing and always finds the good in everyone and always wants to say, you know, open your heart and be happy and be generous. And so it is very interesting to see how two people can come from the same environment and the same place and become totally different people as a result of that.
I mean, I was watching your scene with him when you were back and you were talking about Scotty and you were like, okay, look, I mean, he cannot be all that bad. Give him a chance. It looks like me give Scotty a chance. That is not happening. And you were just like, and I'm like, and I was kind of on Luke's side on this one. I'm like, yeah, Bobby, maybe you should just side with your brother on this one. You know, just because, you know, the whole dynamic with, you know, you, Lois, Scotty, and Luke has been so, you know, history and, you know, for 30 years. I mean, I think you should have got Scotty way back just because I always feel sorry for Bobby because, you know, for me, I think the love of your life will always be Tony. I mean, I do, hands down, but I think Scotty and Bobby were never really given the chance to be a great couple because of, you know, Laura and Luke.
Exactly. I agree. So who knows what that holds in the future, you know? One thing I do know in just in life, though, you know, just as a, in my own life, separating from the soap opera world, when Bobby says, you know, to Luke, I mean, Luke and Laura will share their children and their life, and we all have such strong memories of their life and what it was like for them as lovers, and we remember them when they were young and, you know, when there was a future and there was a whole lot of life to offer. But they lived that life, and now they've gone into a new chapter. And if Laura loves Scotty and there's something about Scotty that she needs to be with, you know, I agree with Bobby. It's like, Luke, you got to step out of the picture. You know, what's past is past. You got to live in the present. And the present right now is that you're not married to her anymore. You don't have a claim on her anymore. And I think that's always hard for people. You know, that's hard for all of us in real life. So, I mean, I love that they put it on TV. That we could all look at it and dissect the characters.
But do you really want Tracy Quartermain back as your sister-in-law? I mean...
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay, see?
Well, you know, the whole time
okay,
Bobby was never on camera. Yeah, for any of that. So it's kind of like, I don't know if I'm supposed to... When I came on as Bobby, I didn't know if I was supposed to play that I even knew that, or I was supposed to know that he was never even married to her. You know, because Bobby was
never around.
I
see, because, you know, I was waiting for you to say something. Like, the whole time I'm like, what did you do? What did you do with Mary and Tracy about me? I was waiting for you, like, to clobber him over that just because I thought it would be funny. But you didn't say anything. So I'm like, dang it. Because, you know, as much as I love Luke, I don't think Tracy is the best. I mean, I know Tracy loves you, brother, but I just... You know, I will find Luke the next love of his life because the show isn't doing a good job with finding the love of his life. And, you know, but for you, when you left, I mean, I didn't want you to leave, but you left with Noah Drake. And you kind of supposed to be in Seattle, Grace, where I'm from. I'm from Seattle. So when
oh,
you they
are.
Just,
oh,
yeah.
How wonderful.
Yeah, so when they put, you know, you guys are going to Seattle Greats, I'm like, yep, they are going to Greats Anatomy now. And, you know, so when is Bobby wanting to, you know, make Dreamy and everything? Because for them to put you guys are going to Seattle Greats together, I thought, ooh, are they going to put Bobby and Noah finally together? Which I think would be hard. I think you guys... You know, have that little chemistry when you were there just on the nursing ball. So how would you feel about you and Noah Drake getting back together? Because I'm all in. I'm all in for that relationship.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would. I mean, honestly, you know, so many people have said to me when they sent us off to Seattle Grace, they said, are you going to pop up on Grey's Anatomy, you know? And I said, well, no, they... Nobody's said anything about that. And they said, well, you know, Shonda Rhimes is the big, you know, writer, producer. She's got all these shows. I know she's absolutely wonderful. She has so many shows on TV right now. And they said, surely she's probably watched General Hospital over the years. You guys shoot on the same lot. I said, I have no idea. And they, everybody's like, I mean, literally every day people are saying, are you guys going to? And I say, I don't, not that I know of. I haven't heard anything. But you never know. You never know how life goes. And you never know what
will,
happens in the future. So,
I think the fans would welcome something like that because I think it would be awesome if they did some kind of crossover because they keep mentioning it. And so I'm like, okay, do it. Just, you know, do it and get it over with because I think it would be really good for you.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I mean, and they do that a lot now. I mean, look at Dancing with the Stars. Inga was on, Kelly was on, you know. They put people like one show to the next show to the next show because they know they had from the Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know. Lisa was beautiful. And, you know, it's true, you turn on to watch the other shows on the network because you like a person that's on it from another show that you watch. So I think it's brilliant when they do that because we all like to watch the people that we know and love.
Well, before I take calls because, you know, people will kill me and, you know. But I got to ask you something that been in my brain since this storyline happened with Lucas and Bobby. Okay, I never thought that Bobby was so mad at Lucas about him being gay. I never, in my mind, I'm like, wait, Bobby's the news. Bobby is smart. Bobby is so loving to everyone and kind of rejects her own kid over this. I had kind of a problem with, I mean, not with, you know, you or Bobby doing this, but the writers even going there with you to saying you don't like this when I didn't think Bobby about people would have a problem with it. How do you feel?
I feel exactly as you do. I had a very, very hard time with the way those scenes were written. You know, as an actor, it's not our place to write the show, and it's not our place to really comment on the writing. We're just supposed to come in and learn the lines and do whatever the producers, you know, and the writers decide that what we were supposed to do. I had a feeling at that time that storyline probably wasn't so much done what was for the good of the show at the time, that storyline. There was a lot of political stuff going on the show, off camera, you know, which I really can't comment on. But it wasn't in the best interest of the story, you know, and of the characters.
It wasn't
character-driven. Yeah, I agree with
you. Because I feel sorry for you. I'm like, excuse me, she doesn't really have a problem with the people. Really, she doesn't. I will always say it's the bad, that was a bad written storyline for you because I just, you know, I think it was. And I wish I would bring Lucas home. I mean, it would be nice to see Lucas. I mean, then we have, like, most Spencers on the screen, but, you know, I mean, I want you to come home, but, you know, I have to stalk Frank and Juan about that. But my last question before I get to fan questions, are you going to a fan club weekend?
I haven't been invited, so I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll call and invite me at some point. I don't know.
Well, because I'm going for the first time, and I cannot wait. But I'm like,
going. Wonderful.
Yeah,
that's a long trip for you because you're back east, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. But I really, really wanted you to go. And I'm like, okay, now I have to try and get you there because I really think you should be there at the old cast event. And I'm really shocked that you're not. And I have been hearing on the show a couple of weeks ago, who is amazing, too. I love Lynn. She's so sweet.
Oh,
but
she's wonderful, isn't she? I love her, too.
But one thing before I bring on everyone else, I mean, on the calls, I was surprised that you guys seen got deleted about Lynn and Bobby talking. And then when, you know, she was telling everyone about the nooses and she mentioned you, and you had the space, like, you were smiling, but almost like, why did Lucy just do that or something? I'm like, come on, Bobby, Lucy loves you. I know she's caused heartache for you before, but I think the Lucy and Bobby relationship needs to be developed more. I mean, I wish you have more scenes together this time because, you know, I've enjoyed watching you guys in the past.
Thank you so much. You know what? I was disappointed. A lot of my scenes when I came back, I was on only for 7 shows, so it was pretty short. A lot of my scenes were either deleted or cut out. There was another scene that Felicia and Bobby had where we talk about, you know, Maxie and BJ and the fact that Maxie had BJ's heart and how they used to play, you know, just as mothers. You know, that was cut out. And there was a lot of stuff that just got shortened and cut out. A lot of the stuff I had, stuff with Carly that got cut out. Just sometimes they're long, they just cut it, you know. And it's kind of a shame because I was there for such a short time and there wasn't a whole lot to do because there was so many storylines going on and with the nurse's ball, and it was all very exciting. But there, a lot of the storyline that I had when I came in, I loved it because they wrote it with respect for history, so it was true. But it wasn't about Bobby. It wasn't based on what's been going on with Bobby. It was based on Bobby reacting to what's going on with, you know, Luke and Laura and Scotty and the people that were there. And they didn't really have the other characters say, hey, how are you? You know, they never had Carly say, hey, Mom, how are you? Where Bobby got to say what's been going on with her. So maybe we will get to that point. That would be like, that would be great, you know?
Yeah, because even with Felisa and you, that would have been nice seeing that scene because you guys have got so much in common, and I still remember watching Beasley's death and crying, and you just, you know, you rocked it out of the park, and watching you and Felisa way back then going through that, feeling like you guys both did such a fantastic job that I thought you guys got robbed that year for not any Emmys because you two and Brad Maul, all of you guys did such a good job. You have people calling in sick and saying, you know, staying home and skipping work with the whole Beasley, you know, storyline. So you guys did a really good job.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, that story, you know, the writers did a great job, too. It kind of takes the whole team to make something like that happen. And people do still talk about it and ask me about it. I think it resonated with a lot of people, and I think it's the kind of that kind of storyline. As hard and painful as it is to watch, it is true life. And, you know, so I think a lot of people hold that in their hearts very dear as and they remember that part of the show because it was truly emotional. So I was
It really was. Well, I better take calls because I know you only have a limited time and I don't want people to kill me. And so I'm taking 734, you're on the line.
Hi, this is Gary Collins. Hi, Jacqueline Zeman.
Well,
how are you? I am just doing fine. And I used to watch General Hospital a long time ago, and I used to watch all the scenes. We're in the beginning where they had an intro where the ambulance was driven all the way to the hospital where someone got sick, and then they changed another scene where they did a modern song called Faces of the Heart, among many others. But enough of that. I want to get to a question. On the show, did Anna Lee, who played Lila Quartermain, had an amazing memory? A British actress.
Absolutely, she did. She did.
Yep.
She was so beautiful. She and funny. Oh my God, she was funny. She had a very bawdy sense of humor, you know. And truly, and how many women? I mean, she stayed on the show for so many years, and well, you know, was an older woman when she was on, and still they could shoot her so tight with such beautiful close-ups because she had such, well, not only a beautiful face, which she continued to have as she aged, but the beauty and the light within her, in her spirit. It just truly, when they say a star shines, she is the perfect example of that.
And was she an icon next to Jeannie Cooper and Bob Barker?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. You know, when you say names like that, it's just those people have made such amazing contributions, not only to the entertainment industry because of their talent, but also because of the things they did in their real lives, because who they are in their hearts, you know, and they're able to bring that kind of positive, creative, beautiful energy from their selves and their lives on camera into their characters, and we all benefit from that.
Well, thanks. And you can find me on Facebook, by the way, under Gary Richard Collins II.
Well, thank you very much. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Are you on Facebook?
Am I? I am.
Okay.
I am, under Jackie Zeman.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
You
take care.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah, you just made me cry almost when the caller mentioned Jeannie Kubel, I was so devastated when I heard she passed, last week. It's still, whenever someone mentions her, I'm like almost ready to cry. And then when I saw that beautiful tweet that you sent, Corbin Bunsen, that was very, very sweet.
Oh, you saw that. Yeah, Corbin, first of all, Jeannie is an icon. I mean, she's just been forever, and we will all remember her and know her and love her. Years ago, she used to live a few blocks away from me. So we were I used to live in Beverly Hills, and she did too, right off of Coldwater Canyon, which is kind of a big, for people that don't know California, it's kind of a main street. And Jeannie lived, just a few blocks away. So she'd invite me over to her house, and we'd hang out together a little bit. So we became girlfriends. And then later, when I got to work with Corbin, when Corbin came on the General Hospital as Carly's biological dad, I was so excited when he came on, and at that time, unfortunately, I didn't get to work with him. The producer at that time just didn't want to do a storyline or have us be together in the storyline. But I was so excited. I remember when I heard he was coming in, I remember staying at work that day really, really late. He was coming in, way late after I got off. And I remember hanging around the set for, hours, because I just wanted to say hello and welcome and, I admire your work and I know your mom and all of that. And I hoped that, I always hoped that it would turn around and we'd get to have some scenes together, which didn't happen. I think we had one little short scene together. But I always thought he did a great job on the show. So, this whole soap opera thing can be very incestuous at times because everybody kind of gets to know everybody before the time is over, whether it's on camera or off camera.
Was disappointed that you didn't get that many scenes with him because I'm like, they could go there with him. They could go the storyline and they could be really hot together. And I was thinking that way back then. And when they didn't, I'm like, dang it, that would have been really good.
I think originally it was supposed to be that storyline. I think that's what ABC Network wanted to do, but for what the producer that was on at the time didn't want to do it. So, everybody has different ideas about what they want to show the story.
But they are wrong because, they have missed so many, before I bring in another call on, they have missed so many opportunities with you because I used to tell everyone that would listen to me that they missed a boat on one of your romances, and I will say this now, I really thought you and Sunny's father, Mike, they could have gone there with you too because you guys had so much in common, you guys had the grandkids in common, and you seemed together were so, always so terrific and so good, and I thought they missed the boat on Mike and Bobby. I really did.
Yeah, I always wondered why they didn't write that story. I always thought they would. I always said, they're just not doing it yet. They're saving it or they're going to wait until they'll put it in. And it didn't happen. And then all of a sudden, Bobby wasn't on the show anymore. And I kind of went, I always kind of thought we'd do that storyline. I don't know what, But you never know. Who knows? He's a wonderful actor.
They missed the boat on that. I will always say that. But, okay, did you have time for a couple more calls?
Absolutely, of course.
Okay. 203, you're on the air. 203? 203,
Hello?
You're on. Hi.
Hi, this is Pamela in Connecticut.
Hi, Pamela. Pamela.
Hi, I just wanted to say hello. And
oh, my God,
how
I recognize your voice in a second. How are you?
I'm good. And, I just wanted to say to everybody out there, Jackie, you are the best. You are such a beautiful talent, and I cannot wait for an opportunity to work with you because to work with somebody with the kind of heart and spirit and talent that you have is a treasure, and you just keep soaring, my friend, okay?
Oh, gosh, Pamela, thank you so much. I have to tell, just for the people who are listening who don't know, Pamela Hall is an amazing writer who's become a dear friend over the years. We've met, a million years ago. I don't even remember when we met. A very long time ago, isn't it, Pamela? Decades ago.
Yeah, wonderful. A letter that you found between moving from one house to the next.
Yes.
And that kicked off a wonderful friendship.
I mean, that's almost like a Lifetime movie, isn't it? Finding the letter.
It is. You have a beautiful time. You have a beautiful time.
Yeah.
There.
But it
okay.
goes to show that things like that really happen. You know, in real
oh,
life,
I know.
Sometimes your paths are meant to cross.
Just something destined. Just something destined. You have a
exactly.
beautiful evening there. Enjoy.
Thank you so much. I am.
Thank
I'm
you.
Having a great time.
Have
right,
a great night.
Care. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. What are the odds of that Pamela would get on? I love it.
That is funny. That is, I mean, that's really funny. Okay.
Small world.
Let's bring on 781. You're on the air.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, what's your name?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy that you're on with me.
I've been watching you for years, and I know you've had a lot of different storylines. I was wondering what your favorite storyline was, and probably you would say the BJ storyline, but what other one?
You know, I've had so many storylines. It's hard
I know.
To say, like, what's a favorite, because people, you know, it's an interesting question, because a lot of people will say to me, oh, who's your favorite love interest? Because a lot of times the storylines came through the relationships, you know, because GH has always been such a character-driven show, and when you stop to think, you know, Bobby Spencer, Brock, Meyer, Jones, Cassadine, almost Jack Spencer, that's a lot of men. And, I, you know, there were a lot more that I didn't even mention that I wasn't married to on the show. so it's kind of like a mom who has a bunch of children or, you know, a bunch of ex-husbands. You can't say who the favorite is. You have to, you know, you would say the favorite is the one, you know, with your husband, the one at the moment. So I think what I want to say is my favorite would be, if Bobby comes back on, to have her find a loving, intimate, monogamous relationship with someone who is looking like it's, you know, Noah Drake, off in Seattle, great.
Yeah.
But who knows whether that happens, if Rick has time or would want to come back on, or if it busts up between Scotty and Laura and that doesn't happen, or somebody new comes in, or, you know, things on soap operas, you know how that is. It's always all kinds of possibilities. But I would like to see, just for the women out there and the men out there, to say that, you know what, once you're over 50, life and intimacy doesn't end. Sometimes it gets even better. And I'd love if they would show that.
Yeah, that I agree with you there. That would be good. You don't see that all the time on soaps.
You don't. You really
and I
don't.
Like,
I mean, I loved when we did the storyline with the Jerry Jacks, with Bobby. Before, you know, when it was Julian Stone, before they made Jerry a terrorist.
I remember.
You know?
I remember.
Because I thought so many, like, people would come to me and say, we love this relationship because it's so romantic and he treats you like a queen, and it's about time Bobby got comfortable with a man treating her like a queen, because Bobby was always, you know, Bobby's always like this very loving, nurturing, you know, maternal figure, but always had to give more than she got. She was a woman who had to learn how to receive. She didn't know how to receive. She only knew, like, if she gave enough, then the man would love her. You know what I mean? So her whole life went through that of trying to please her men, of trying to find her identity through her men, until all of a sudden she got with Jerry Jackson. It was like, wow, here's a man who has everything. He has the looks, the charm, the money. She had the family. He had the brother, you know, played by Ingo, which I love, Jax on the show, the kids. And it was all there. And then they just kind of threw it away and did something else, you know. But
he was
that
good
short
to you.
Time,
he was good to you.
Yes, and it was like once a woman has a man like that, and I just know this from real life, being a woman in real life, once it raises the bar, you know, you have a man like Bobby had her marriage to Tony, or she had with the Jerry Jacks character, it raises the bar, and you want to say, okay, so let's examine this, and let's see what this is really like, because it's just a beautiful, sexy, romantic, fun, healthy relationship. And, you know, writers sometimes they don't want to write that because they say, oh, well, there's got to be conflict. Well, conflict comes out of life, you know. Nothing is perfect. Just because two people have a tight relationship doesn't mean it's perfect. Stuff comes up. But it's more of a challenge for a writer to be able to figure out how to write that. So a lot of times they don't. also, you know, it seems to me now this team, like Frank Valentini and Ron Carlovati, are really, really pros. They're great at what they do. They, you know, they love the soap opera genre. They know what they're doing. So I hope they come up with some ideas, and I hope that they, you know, they're not afraid to put things on the air. They're not afraid to maybe explore the fact that Lucas is gay, the way the past they were afraid to do it. They just stepped away from it. They didn't want to do it. This group is like more, a little more edgy, you know. They're a little more forward into the future. So it'll be fun to see what they do.
Well, I hope you'll be back.
Thank you very much.
I hope we'll see you again. It was really nice talking to Jackie. I'm truly happy that I called in.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You bring up a good point about Ziri. How do you feel about him now? Does Bobby know all the bad stuff Ziri did with the Metro code and, you know, taking everyone down and, you know,
I don't know. I mean, I haven't asked, you know, I don't know if Bobby knows any of that because that wasn't in any of that storyline. Again, like that time that was that group, that producer that just didn't want Bobby on the air. You know, so all of the storylines, they came in at that time. Bobby was not included in any of them. So I don't know, you know, even like as we go from here, I'd say it's like in life, day by day. You know, whatever they decide to write now on the show, we'll just take it day by day and play it as it comes. And that's the part of life that's like an adventure.
Yeah,
it's like you don't really ever know.
Do you have time for one or two more calls?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. Private area, you're on the air, private.
Oh, hi. This is Alva. Hi, Jackie.
Oh, hi, Alva.
Hi, Alva. Sounds like you two know each other. Do you know each other?
Yes, I do. I know her.
Oh, yeah. She calls in all the time. She's great.
Oh, so you love the shows, huh?
Oh, yeah, I do. I love General Hospital. It has turned around really well now. It was a little shabby for a little while, but, you know, it's really nice now. It was nice to see you and Anna and all of you guys come back again. It was nice to see the old General Hospital.
Thank you. I agree. I mean, it feels because it's become now sentimental and emotional again because you feel that, you know, that attraction and that attachment. And that's, you know, that's what soap operas are all about.
True. Because when you guys just started disappearing, it was like, where did everybody go?
I know, I felt like that too. I have to tell you, I stopped watching because I would turn it on. I wouldn't know who anybody was. I would be like, wait, what happens to all the people that like I know and love?
True.
It disappeared.
But the thing is, they took the foundation away from the show. I mean, you can't have this young people and no adults. You know, it just was really strange.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it seems like they've gotten it back on track now. You know, I think Mr. Valentini and Mr. Carlovati really have done a good job in making it, you know, getting it back into a place where there's intrigue, it's compelling again, it kind of has everything. It's good.
Yeah, it is. It's much, much better. Much better. But I hope they bring you back again. So it was nice to see you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, they've left the door open. I mean, right now I don't have any shows booked. I don't have any plans, so who knows when that will be. But they have left the door open, and they said that the response to the character was really good, that the, you know, people loved that Bobby was back on, which made me feel good because I spent so many years there. You know, it's nice to know that people still, like, remember the character. So we'll see. You know,
yeah.
If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I stay positive, and I think, okay, if that happens, it will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just see. But I can't live my life. You know, when I went off General Hospital, it was so sudden. It was all of a sudden, boom, like one day I was there every day, and then the next minute the character was off the air, and it was confusing to me. And it was, I went through like a grieving process, you know, because I'd been on that show for 35 years my whole life, pretty much 5 days a week, got to know everything, and all of a sudden the character was gone. And at the time, that producer had said, oh, well, you know, it's a budget thing, and, you know, you'll be back on recurring, and then Bobby never recurred. And I was like, whoa, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, I've been through that process. And in life, it's interesting how, you know, one door closes and another door opens. And at the time, when you're going through that, it's like in anything in life. If you get divorced or someone in your family gets sick and dies, or you lose your job, or you sell your house, or you move to, you know, things happen that change your world. And at the time, sometimes it's really hard because you say, why is this really happening? I don't understand why. It's a painful transition to go through, which it was for me, I'll admit. But now I'm happy. Now I realize, oh, it was a transition that I had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been good for my life, and it's been good for me as a person. And now, you know, I've kind of gone full circle, and now I was able to go back for the 50th and be on the set, and it was fun, and it was exciting, and I enjoyed it, and it was great. And I'm not emotionally invested in the outcome. I mean, if they have me back, nothing would make me happier, but if they don't, I won't get my feelings hurt. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And that is life. Like you said, that's life.
That's right. That is life. We all learn that. We all have to go through some stuff to learn that.
True. True.
But it's really very simple in the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So I'm glad to speak with you, and I'm going to let someone else talk to you and ask you any questions that they have for you. So it was nice talking to you, and I hope I talk to you again.
Well, thank you, Alva. I appreciate that. And sounds like you have a lot of wisdom in your heart and soul.
Oh, thank you.
You take care.
Okay, you
thanks,
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carly.
Anytime. We have one more call. Ladies on radio, and Amanda is on the phone.
Hello. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Amanda,
hi, Jackie.
Is that your name?
Amanda and Christy.
Amanda and Christy, hi. Nice to meet you by phone.
Hi.
You too.
Okay, Christy, you can go first.
Okay, I guess I was going to ask you.
Okay, we lost them.
Lost them. All of a sudden, she was gone. I wonder if they were on a cell phone.
Yeah, I know.
They'll call back?
Oh, yeah, she will. But do you have any upcoming projects you're working on that you want your fans to know? Anything?
Yeah, thanks for asking. We just shot our, you know, promos for The Bay. And I heard you mention earlier, you know, before you brought me on about The Bay, so thank you for bringing that up, because I love that show, and it's not as, you know, famous and well-known yet as General Hospital is, so people don't ask me about it as much, but the quality of the soap is great. I love it. We call it indie drama, and we just shot our promos, which were really great for what we'll be shooting in the next couple of months, and I'm enjoying working on that so much. The people are just great, and you know, we have such a great cast. We have amazing people on there, so I'm hoping that, you know, we'll continue to, that the audience will continue to turn on and watch and become, you know, give us the same allegiance at The Bay and the same interest at watching The Bay as they have watching all of us on General Hospital for all these years.
Do you think there's a difference from, you know, because people are seeing The Bay online and not on the old TV screen, and I think the trouble with The Bay and Vanity and all of them is it's on the computer, so a lot of people don't know about it yet, and so, you know, when it's not on TV.
I agree, Carly. I think that's true. A lot of people don't know about it, and even if they've heard of it, they don't know how to get to it, or they're like, I don't know if I really want. Because I'll admit, I am not like a person who, if I think of watching something, thinks of like opening up my computer to watch it on my computer. You know what I mean? I'm more inclined to sit down in front of the TV to watch something. So I totally get that. You know, we're working on it. We'd like to see The Bay transfer. I think, it, you know, it's gotten, the quality of it is really, really good. Gregory J. Martin, he's the writer, and he's the, you know, producer and director. He's just really a true, amazing talent. and we have such great people that are on, that are working on the show, all, you know, well-established actors from other shows who just do it because we love doing it so much. So I think we will end up on television or end up on cable just because the show, the quality of the show is so high. So fingers crossed for that, you know. It puts a positive thought out for us.
Because, I mean, before I let you go, what do you think about now All My Children and One Life to Live on the internet and, you know, not on TV, they are on the internet. So for me, I have to remember, oh, I have to go watch it now. I mean, because when it's on TV, I'm like, oh, it's there, it's on my TV, I don't have to worry about it. But, you know, One Life to Live and All My Children are now on, you know, the internet.
Yeah.
And here.
So what do you think of them? Have you watched them on
the
internet?
I watched a little, but I keep forgetting about it, and I'm bad with that. I mean, I'm glad they are back on and everything. You know, I just keep forgetting about them because it's
I think it's like that for a lot of people. How is the quality of it? Like when you, the shows that you saw, did you feel like was the quality good and were you relating to the characters or does it feel more distant because it's on the computer and not on a TV set?
I mean, I feel it's a little distant because it's on the computer, but like One Life brought more characters that we knew and loved back on than All My Children, you know, had. You know, One Life to Live got more people back, which I thought was a great thing. But, you know, with One Life to Live, you know, it's good, and so is All My Children. I think it's going to be the test of time to see, can people really remember, you know, remember that it's on online. I mean, it would be nice if it gets back on TV someday because I think, you know, you have the older generation that they don't have the computer. That, you know, the older people that feel in love with these shows don't have the computer, don't know what the internet is. So I feel like they are losing out a big fan base by not having it on TV.
I agree. What it comes down to, as you know, though, as a business, you know, it comes down to dollars and cents. And what I've heard is because The Chew went on and The Chew is doing so well, you know, the people, it's really popular and people like it. And it's a lot less expensive to put The Chew on because it costs way a lot less money to shoot it, you know, just pay a few people and they have one set and they talk every day. And it's not like, you know, the production that it takes to shoot a soap opera. That it's highly unlikely, I mean, you know, you never say never, but highly unlikely that those shows, as much as they are loved and as popular as they are and were all these years, will get back on at least onto ABC TV. That's what I've heard.
Well,
so,
yeah, and I mean, I agree, but I just, you know, for me, when, you know, One Life and AMC went off the air, you know, there was very, you know, people were ticked, people were mad. Everyone had a right to be that upset, you know, because right now we are all down to four soaps. And it's weird to even say that. We are down to four soaps on the air. It's weird, you know, because I remember when there were 15 on and, you know, 10 on and, you know, everything. And now it's just down to the four.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I still think, I've always said this to people, I've always thought you would be good on Days of Our Life, too, by the way. I mean, I just, if, you know, people cannot see you on General Hospital, heck, I would not mind seeing you on another soap. You would be good on Days of Our Life, in my opinion. Oh, Young and Restless, I think you would be really, really good on one of those.
Well, thank you for saying that because, you know, it's occurred to me. It's funny how energy goes out there. I was thinking about that the other day. You know, I because General Hospital was my home for so many years, you know, other opportunities have come up along the way, not recently on one of those shows, but along the way. And I, you know, the last couple of years I needed to really, like, have time to myself. I was like the gerbil on the wheel for so many years being on General Hospital, like, every day and working and working and working and learning lines, and that it was a, you know, a little bit of what I was talking about before, just for myself spiritually and emotionally to separate from it and to find out what my life was like when I wasn't just, you know, owned by a network with my time, you know, booked 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, you know, all the time. So this has been a good, but going back, what I learned in doing those few shows that I went back for the Nurses Ball, I was really happy. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was fun for me. And now I'm at a point in my life where my daughters are, you know, are older. My one daughter, Cassidy, is 22, and she's in
San Francisco. I can't believe that.
She's a
great
girl. I
remember when she was born.
I know. It went so fast.
When you said that tonight on Twitter, the thing home from college, I'm like, wait. No, that cannot be possible.
Quickly, yeah. And Lacey, I think I tweeted to you to say my daughter Lacey came home. She had her final exams for her junior year in college yesterday, so she came home today for, you know, summer break, and we were unpacking her suitcases, and... But I realize now, you know, this is her last summer at home, because next year will be her senior year in college when she goes back. And she goes to San Diego, so she doesn't, you know, she's only with me in Malibu in the summer for a short break. And then she'll go back, and then I guess that's a long-winded way of saying I am ready now to go to work and do something. I would really like to get back on a show. You know, the last couple of years I didn't really want to. I was, like, finding myself, and I was enjoying doing The Bay, but the production isn't as much. You know, it wasn't, like, crazy shooting schedule. But after going back on GH, those few shows, I said, you know, this fits in my life because they shoot differently now. So, you know, maybe, you know, I need to open up my mind. Maybe it is another show. Maybe it isn't, you know, if whether the opportunity, I mean, in General Hospital would always be my first choice, but if that opportunity is not available to me, maybe, you know, maybe I should go on another one.
I mean, because, you know, the way of the business is, I mean, you have Stephen Nichols, who, you know, you will from Days of Our Life and General Hospital. You know, I have been on three soaps. Jeannie's been on Days of Our Life and General Hospital and Young and the West. So, really, I think soap operas are about baseball teams, too, because they can go in different ones. And I think people would love to see you back on air.
Well, thank you. Maybe I'll explore that possibility. I was on, you know, years ago, One Life to Live. I mean, I started out as my first soap, and I loved it, you know. And my character was killed off of that, so, you know, there was no way of going back on that one. But but they bring back people all the time on different shows, so you never know.
I mean, it's so funny because in my head I can place you. I could put you. I mean, I have, like, a hot list of leading men that you haven't been with on different soaps that I think, oh, that would look good, because I've always said you and Doug Davidson. I don't know. In my mind, I thought, oh, you and Doug Davidson would be really cute together. So in my mind, I've, like, soaped you around in my mind thinking, you know, we'll, you know, use what show you should go on. And so, yeah, I mean, I've done that. I mean, you know.
I would love to work with Doug. He is so nice, such a good actor. Doug is really good friends with Rick Springfield. So we were all together on a cruise, I don't know, a few years ago. And so I got to spend some time with him. And he's so nice, so charming. What a guy. And funny and fun to be with.
Exactly. So, that's why you guys should team up. But we got the caller back. Christy and Amanda are back, so that's good. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
I don't know.
Hi, Christy. Hi, Amanda. We're glad we got you back. All of a sudden you were gone before.
Well, I went silent after I asked my question. You didn't even hear it. So I'm like, what the hell?
Well, good.
I'm blaming your phone company. I'm blaming my phone company.
So you were about to ask a question before.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try this again. Okay. So of this, all the storylines you've done, Jackie, what storyline has personally stayed with you that maybe, like, when you got home, you couldn't really let go of right away, and Bobby just kind of stayed with you for a while?
You know, people have asked me that over the years. I mean, I have to tell you, practically all of them have been like that. People say, oh, how much crossover, crossover all the time, all the time. I mean, you know, you go on a show, on a soap opera, and it's pretty intensive because it's not like being on a sitcom or a primetime show where you shoot 13 weeks all year and then you take a break and you go do something else. On a soap opera, you're on, you know, 52 weeks a year for 35 years straight. So, of course, you bring it home with you. You know what I mean? The people that I worked with, like my TV husbands, became truly my dear friends. I mean, I spent hours with them. They, you know, they watched me have my daughters in real life. You know, we went to each other's kids' birthday parties, and we, you know, you get really attached, is what I'm just starting to say. So I would bring it all home with me. I think, you know, the emotionally hardest one was probably the BJ storyline, which people always, because it was so real and it was just so sad, you know, that was sad. And that was the kind of thing you don't want to, it's just a parent's worst nightmare, you know, so you don't want to put even that kind of energy into your reality to think that that could actually happen. And so that was hard for me as a person because I, you know, I'm a firm believer that your thoughts do become your destiny, your life. You know, you write your own story, but it's based on what you think. So as an actress, you know, when I'm asked to play something that's very dark or very dysfunctional or a mean person or an evil person or something like that, it's really hard for me to psych myself into doing it because I don't want to go to that energetic place. Because what you put out is what you attract back. And there's no differentiation between what you do on a set and then you walk out and you get in your car and you're driving home. It's all the same energy. You know, energy is just, you know, it's in motion all the time. So it's a complicated, you know, I know you, that's probably like a more complicated answer than you wanted to that question, but it's kind of the stuff I think about when I have done all of the storylines on the show.
I'll have to rewatch that BJ one.
Yeah.
I wasn't really around for it. I started watching GH in 2006, so I haven't actually. I'm still kind of a newbie. I still haven't watched everything.
Oh, okay. Well, there's so many storylines, but I'm also a firm believer in soap operas that once a character gets to a certain, like, you know, we all learn lessons in life. And you know, nobody gets out alive of this life. We all learn what we're supposed to learn, and then we move on. But I always believe that we always try to raise the bar. I mean, I think I believe in the positive part of human nature. I like to see the good in everyone. I mean, that's something that Bobby and I have in common. You know, we always look for the good. But I like to feel that once we learn a certain lesson, that we take that knowledge and that wisdom with us into the next relationship. So I like to see that happen. I like to see a good, strong, solid, spiritual, emotional progression of a character. You know, whether, on any show, whether it's a movie or whether it's a soap opera or what, even in a sitcom, no matter what it is. So as long as the storyline of the character has that, doesn't matter to me what they write. They can write anything. As long as it's, you know, as long as to me it's character-driven, not plot-driven. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, when they start to go to plot, and they don't respect the character or the history of the character, that's when I have a problem. So far I've been lucky. I haven't, you know, had that one thing, like what Carly mentioned earlier, when the Lucas came out years ago, we had to play some scenes that were really hard for me to do because that wasn't appropriate for the spiritual progression of the character. Yet as an actress, it's not my place to comment on that or to to like it or not like it, it's my place to show up and say the lines and do the scenes, which I did at the time. But now that we're all these years later, I can comment and say it was at the time. I agree with what Carly said earlier. It was really hard for me to do it because it didn't sit right with me and it didn't sit right with a lot of the audience.
Yeah.
So outside of that, you know, when you ask me what my favorite storyline or something is, most of them I've been really lucky. They've all been pretty good. They've all been good. I mean, I've never really been asked to do something that that I thought was, you know, silly or embarrassing or you know. I guess I've been lucky. I love soap operas so much, and I've always been given, like, the reality-based storylines. You know, GH has always been all the adventure stuff and then the reality stuff. And because I was the nurse in the hospital, I always got the reality stuff, and I always felt really comfortable with that. So I got lucky.
Well, my question kind of goes along with energy and emotion. Every scene partner you have or anybody you play opposite from pulls a different personality or an energy or charisma. And with you having to work with three different Carlys, being Sarah, Tamara, and Laura, what is one trait or personality or emotion or energy that each brought differently to when you played them as your daughter?
Oh, that's such a great question. I love that question because it's so true. And you know what? To this day, I believe that Carly, one reason why Carly has sustained and has become one of the most popular characters on is because those three actresses all brought such dimension and depth to Carly. It all just feeds into each other. You know, it brings more and more. I mean, like Sarah, amazing. And these three actresses, they're all brilliant. I mean, Sarah brought in just such, you know, she was so hurt and so damaged and so angry, and she brought all in that, the pain of suffering and feeling abandoned and into this character was just out to wreck her mother's life just because it was going to feel good to, you know, that fatal blow would say, I'm going to ruin you like you've made me feel worthless and not enough my whole life. I mean, my gosh, that's like such a lot. And she came in full force and did it. It was just absolutely incredible. And then Tamara came in and played this beautiful, soft, sensual, caring woman who was like a great mother who just loved Sunny so much, and you could see the nurturing, see the beauty, and you could see her strength, but you could also see the soft side of her, and you could see the loving side of her, and the part of her that, you know, wanted to hang on and take care of her family, and there was a closeness between Bobby and Carly then, you know, there was just like. Oh, my God. And I love Tamara is, like, amazing. Tamara, we've stayed friends and we've stayed in touch, and I can't say enough. I think she's absolutely brilliant.
I love, 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 love her. She was, like, my first major, I guess for lack of better words, girl soap crush.
I feel the same way. Yeah, I love her, too, to this day. I just think she's amazing, absolutely amazing. And she made Carly lovable to me. She made Carly lovable. You could love Carly. Carly is like a holy terror, always doing everything wrong, so selfish, so self-involved, you know, which is now. But Tamara made her lovable. Then Laura comes in, Laura Wright, and plays her like a total, like, totally self-involved, totally crazy, totally selfish. It's all about her. You know, she loves her kids. That's her saving grace. But basically, you know, Carly doesn't really contribute much to the world except for, you know, her own little bubble that she walks around and, you know, wanting everything to go her way. And Laura is able to pull this off to where you still care about what happens to Carly, which amazes me every day because normally you'd want to say, how could anybody stand to be around a woman like that? She'd drive you nuts. So...
But you still love her.
Yeah, she's great. She comes on the set and she's like this whirlwind, like a cyclone, you know. So all of these women have contributed such dimension to the character that, you know, the writers, I'm sure, have a ball writing for Carly, you know, because there's like a million things they can do. So it's really interesting to see how, you know, a different person comes in and plays a character And thank God they didn't kill off the character or lose the character when Sarah stopped playing her. They got Tamara. And then, you know, in the beginning, people are not too really sure. And then all of a sudden they fell in love with Tamara. Tamara left. And they fell in love with, you know, Laura. And who knows, if Laura will stay and play the character for forever or somebody else will eventually come. You don't know how that goes. But the character has sustained, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well,
that was a great
question.
I love
that question.
Nobody's ever asked me that before.
Well, it took me 2 hours to finally come up with my question, and that's what I came up with because I loved every different dimension aspect of how the Carlys play them. Like, I absolutely love all, they all have a special place. And I look at them completely, like, they're the same character, but they play them, they brought all of their own personalities to them that I just love them all differently.
That's right, exactly. And it just goes to show in life how, I mean, it's a perfect example how we never stay the same. I mean, you look at the Carly character and you just look at the different chapters of Carly's life and it's easy to justify it because you say, well, it depends on, you know, people who you're married to at the time or what the circumstances of your environment are or what your job or is your survival threatened or is it not. People change, you know.
Yeah.
We act differently. So it's wonderful seeing that played out on the air every day. I love that.
Well, thank you for answering.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, Jackie, if Laura left, Christy can vouch for this. I will probably go to L.A. and there will be some very, I will just let people, I will yell at people because for me, Laura coming in is my favorite Carly. No matter what she does, I always find some way to justify it, and everyone else is like, she was really bad today. I'm like, you guys, yeah, she might be a little bad today, but come on, give her a break. So, you know, I mean, I love her, and, you know, I miss the mom-daughter thing because I think Carly will always need Bobby because you are her voice of reason.
Thank you. I agree with you. I think it's interesting that you say it like that, but I've always felt that about the character. So yeah, I think that's a very intelligent and a right-on assessment of what those characters are.
I've been watching since I was like 12 or 13, and, you know, the characters of Bobby and Carly and you really got me hooked on it because we're, you know, way back with Bobby and Tony was, you know, to me, we'll be always such a strong super couple and, you know, breaking them up was, you know, sad for me. When you guys got a divorce and when you broke up with each other, I thought, no, they're not going to do this. But they broke you guys up, and I was very sad because you and Brad Mall have that chemistry, and even when, you know, Tony went crazy after you guys broke up, you guys could still remain friends, and when he died, those scenes that you did with him were so powerful.
Yeah, those scenes were beautifully written. So they were a gift to get to play. And I think when they put that something like that on, I think it's really, because, you know, in real life, I mean, when you're married to someone so long, we were together a long time on that show, you know, and I think people, I felt the same way, like, how do you bust up a couple like that, you know, and the writers have to do it because sometimes it's just the drama, but it does run full circle, you know, and I've seen that even in my own life with my own ex-husband, you know, I was married to Cassidy and Lacey's dad for 20 years, we had a great marriage, and then we got divorced. But we're friends now. We go out to dinner. We can talk to each other. We have a good time with our girls, you know. He called me the other day. Happy Mother's Day. You're a great mom. I mean, it does.
Wow.
It goes full circle, you know. And it should be like that.
Yeah, and do you keep in touch with Brad? Because I just thought your chemistry was always so good. And you guys, it was almost like you guys were playing off your friendship, you know, on screen. And I thought, you would sometimes say off-screen because you guys, you know, had that chemistry that was just incredible to us.
Thank you. Yeah, we stayed in touch, not as much as I'd like, but, you know, he doesn't live here. Brad lives in Texas. So he moved.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
He went there, but he, you know, he teaches, he's a professor, he's teaching at a college, drama and acting to students, because he's very bright, and he, I don't know, he's also an artist, so I think he was doing some of that. And, you know, so he has a very full and active life, and, you know, it was a little sad, because around the 50th, I knew he wouldn't be back, because since they killed, I mean, sometimes they bring people back who died on the show, but because he was such a popular carrier, it was such a big deal, I knew that he wouldn't come back, and I was kind of wishing he could have been, because it would have been fun to, you know,
but
do some stuff together again. But you never say never.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to work together
on
something else.
But if they could bring back Alan and Emily and all that, they could have brought Tony back, too. I mean, you know.
Yeah, like his spirit. I would have liked to have seen some of that. I mean, that would be good, you know. If they're going to go there, it's like, let's do it for everybody.
Well, I mean, you know, because I didn't think you and Monica this time around got to talk so much. And you guys were really good friends. Well, you guys
yeah.
were good friends, too. You know, you did the whole Alan thing. And, you know, you and Alan, which I thought was hilarious. Bobby
which
and
was,
Alan.
But gosh, you've got such a good memory, Carly. You really do know the show. You should be writing for the show. You should be in there. You really got it down.
But no, I really thought you and Stu Damon were funny. I mean, did I really want Bobby and Alan? No, because that would mess up the whole Monica and Bobby relationship, and I didn't want Monica to throw a house on you or whatever. But I just thought... You and Alan, I mean, you guys, they went there a little, but they didn't go there fully. And, I couldn't talk to you all night I know you have to go soon, but really, I would love it if you come back because, I mean, there's so many things I could explore with you. And really, I know your whole character. I know you're thinking I'm kidding, but no, I know Bobby whole character. I watched you, well, not since day one because I'm little, but, I mean, I watched you so long, and your character is just not one-dimensional. You've done so much, and, you know, when I was in the hospital, I told my mom, I'm like, can you go get Bobby Spencer to become my nurse, please? And she's like, what? Like, yeah, just go bring Bobby, and Zaki Zeman can be my nurse because he would be kind and loving and very nice and, you know, yeah. So
oh, you're amazing. Thank you. I just have to tell you, I'm so glad that you're out of the hospital and that you did, you know.
I'm glad and I never want to be back in there, but I'm never going to say never because if I say that, I probably end up back in there. But I don't know if you have to go, but I hope you can come back because this is, like, one of the funnest interviews I've done in a long time.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, thank you. I would love to come back. So thank you. And, you know, well, you know we do our messaging back and forth, so let's stay in touch.
Yeah, that would be cool. And have a great weekend with, you know, your daughter, getting her sewed into being back home and everything.
Thank you so much. We're going to have a little girls' day tomorrow, and we're going to a dinner party together in Malibu tomorrow night. So, we have a nice little weekend planned.
Oh,
before
fun.
She starts her internship next week, and she has to start working. So, we got a few days off. We're playing hooky
good.
For a few days. So, thank you, Carly. It's really been a pleasure.
Problem.
You are great at what you do, and you're so knowledgeable, which I really appreciate, and I've just really enjoyed myself for the last hour, and it's been really an honor to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you guys, that was Zaki Zeman. If anyone missed one of my greatest interviews, just check me out at blogtalk.com, Daytime After Dark. Let me get Laidlaw back on air because, you know, Laidlaw is funny. Well, sometimes when someone say help me kill someone. Hi, and Alva and Kathy are all here.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here.
You guys, I'm in such a good mood right now.
You did great.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks,
Holly,
for getting me and Amanda back on, because
Of course I will bring my Jason back on. How could I not? You know? Sorry. So, you guys, I want to talk a little because I have a rant. I've been, like, whining, and Kathy knows where this is going, I think. Okay, Bold and the Beautiful, I've been waiting 3 days to say this, and, 4 days. How can I say this in a respectful manner? You really, really are bad soap writers, and to kill off Stuffy's baby for what? For what? This vote that you can was wrong with all the B&B, you know, things going on with, you know, Hunter Tyler and Jacqueline Ruth and Jacqueline. I think is going to, you know, be out for a little while. But she's coming back, so you guys don't freak out. But to kill Stuffy's baby was wrong. I haven't seen the scene yet because I'm not in the mood to cry. But how did everyone else feel what B&B did this week?
Well, it was terrible. And it's one thing if she lost a baby normally, like Carrie and I were talking, but to make it be on the motorcycle like it's her fault, that's worse. And Liam's going to resent her, and it's awful, terrible. It was the saddest story. And poor Steffi today, oh, my God, she was going to leave the hospital. She's so upset, terrible. And she blames herself, and it's very sad. And then they let that other slut have a baby. She's going to have a baby.
You mean that old dog?
Brooke, the old dog.
Yeah,
you're right,
the old
Alba.
Dog.
Right, Alva.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Clots should be sold up.
And you know what she told Eric today, Alva? She told Eric, I'm pregnant with Bill's baby. And so he said, Bill's the father? She said to Eric, no, you're the father, Eric.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
Yep, you heard her.
Kerry imagined this 2 weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago. Kerry said this was going to happen. She's going to have Eric be the father of the baby if Eric goes along with it. And he's such a weak, stupid man that he will. I never heard anything like it, really.
Bad is bad.
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 I added one, Collie.
I know, we are this. Okay, so, you know, we are not happy with that. And then for the Days of Our Life people, I'm sorry. I still think it's Nick. I don't care what the evidence says. I don't care if they all make it easy or that other guy look guilty. It's Nick. I will state my little wife on him because I wanted to be Nick so bad. That is the itching in me, and I want Nick to go down for the asshole he is. Thank you. Yes. We have Carrie on the line. Oh, Carrie, did you hear my interview?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Okay, you're forgiven. I mean, if you didn't, then, you know, there would be bloodbath between us. But since you did, then, yeah, okay, so, Kale, what do you think about my B&B thing? I'm dying for you to go off.
Well, first of all, like Kathy said, they should have never made this, you know, Steffi's responsibility. And, you know, I've had a couple people on Twitter tell me, oh, they did that because Jacqueline's leaving. That doesn't even make sense. Just because Jacqueline's leaving, she could have left pregnant to go visit Ridge in Paris.
Right.
And second of all, I'm not entirely convinced that Jacqueline is coming back. I know people have said that, but I'm not entirely convinced that's the truth. But we'll have to wait and see on that one. And, you know, Hunter Tyler was out, but then someone said today she's still in negotiations, so who the hell knows with that? All I know is this show can ill afford to lose Steffi and Taylor and be left with, you know, Brooke and her band of idiots.
Yeah.
The whole family.
The whole family. She says to Eric, you're going to be the father. Like, what is she trying to mind control him to go along with it?
But I think he is mind control because he's going to go along with it.
Well, I wasn't sure, but like I said, with Hunter Tyler possibly more than likely leaving, that's like that's got me thinking he's an idiot.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, Carrie.
He's a wimp.
Stephanie was always right about him. He was a weak man. I mean, if he actually puts his foot down, I'll be stunned.
I hope he does, but I don't think so.
I saw the previews for Hopeless saying, oh, you know, I'll wait for Liam. Maybe, you know, she thinks this is an opportunity for those two momos to be together now.
Yeah.
And I just don't like when they use kids to break up a couple on any show. They did it on Y&R. Now they're doing it here. I don't like it.
Yep.
They did it on Days years ago with Bowen Hope when Zach got killed.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
They did it with Cassidy on Young and the Restless with Nick and Sharon. Now, if they do it here, it's boom.
Yep.
And I really don't know how that show is going to survive without Taylor, and in particular, Steffi. I really don't.
Yeah,
I mean, they say
They
say she's gone briefly, but it wouldn't be the first time an executive, you know, or PR department
lied.
So maybe they're just doing it to calm them, because I'm sure people were freaking out.
Well, yeah, I think for that we are just going to have to wait. I mean, I hope Steffi comes back, because for me, that is why I tune into the show. I love Steffi.
Me too. We all do. And
I mean,
so many people on the fan page is saying the same thing. Some people have turned it off and are not watching.
Mm-hmm.
So many people.
I mean, her acting the last couple of days was spectacular when she found out.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
And I'm not even totally, I can see Liam's point of view to a point, but I got to tell you, Scott Clifton and Don DeMont did some marvelous work, too.
Yeah, they did.
I love them.
They did. They're great together. They are.
I mean, does Brooke not think that Bill can put two and two together when her old ass turns up knocked up? I mean, seriously. And that's what pisses me off all the more. They sacrifice, basically, as the way I see it, they sacrifice Steffi's baby for that old whore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, because, and I know it's wrong to want to lose a baby, whatever, but you know what? I've been thinking, okay, if Brooke's baby did not make it, I was going to be okay with it.
And we haven't even addressed, because ultimately you know what's going to come out. What's that going to do to Katie?
Right.
Yep.
She's the only Logan I can stand. I mean, and you know, and I'll tell you, Maya, I saw some chemistry even between Maya and Jesse. Because Rick is starting to piss me off, too. I know he's told Caroline he doesn't want to be with her, but he's got to be a little more... Clearly, she's not catching the hint or ignoring it, so he's got to be a little more blunt about it. Stop pussyfooting around her and tell her to take a hike.
And you can...
Because now, because her and Dollar Bill, they're going to get Maya in trouble.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I mean, it's like Taylor has lost so much to Brooke through the years. It's ridiculous. Ridge, Nick, Eric.
Well, yeah, I you know, I don't know what, you know, I can't believe they won the way they did because.
Me either. I just keep going, I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
No, because last week when we were all talking about, I thought, you know what, they are not going to be stupid enough to go there.
Yeah, well.
I was wrong. I was wrong, so. But.
Without Taylor and Steffi, what the hell is that Kansas going to look like?
I don't want to know.
Me neither.
Okay, we have 6 more minutes before Leeds on Radio has his show, and Leeds on, you have
Kathleen,
my mind.
Gabby or Edie. She told me how to pronounce it, but I'm going to mess this up. She voiced Dr. Lisa Albright on the show. So, very excited to have her, and hopefully I'll see a couple of you call in. So, yeah, I'm trying to open up the chat room for myself. I think it's open for everybody, but my browser's having issues, so I'm working on that.
Okay, and just for everyone to remember, Wednesday night I'm having because Melissa Clear, Egan, who played Chelsea on YNL, is going to be on the show at 6 Pacific with me. I'm doing interviews, so, I mean, I would love people to call in then. And then I will have a normal show on Friday, too. So,
you
better come after. Kathy? Kathy, do you really? Of course I will. Okay, even two shows might be busy, but of course I'm going to have my Friday show. Geez. So, and then I will have my Friday show, too, because if I don't, Kathy will kill me, people. So if I end up dead, people, you know who's trying to kill me. Hi. Hey, ladies on it, you know. And let's see, okay, I want to know really quick, youth boss on All My Children, One Life to Live, only going to 2 days a week.
Oh.
There's not enough time.
Yes, that's not enough time. In short, I'm not happy. I'm hoping for the best, but I'm cynical by nature, so we'll see. But I'm not happy.
I don't understand why they, why they did it. I mean, I will never understand why they, did this. I don't understand.
I don't like it, but I do understand it.
Well, let me put it this way. If I believe their cockamamie press release, I might understand it, but I have my own opinions on, some of what was said. But like I said, that's for another time. I have my own opinions. I find that press release very contradictory, let's say.
Okay, so next week I want Carrie's opinion on it because I really want to hear Carrie's whole opinion on it because I like Carrie's opinion.
Hey, guys, I'm going to hang us up and I'll see you over at my show, hopefully, because I got to get on my switchboard.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to head out now, too, so I'll talk to you later.
Okay, call in next week, Carrie.
Okay.
That leaves me and you, Kath.
Well, you did a good interview, Kylie. Very good. It was very interesting. I was very excited to talk to Jackie.
Yes, I thought you.
I was very excited. I got nervous. I was very excited. Yeah, she was wonderful.
Are you going over to Leeds on Radio?
I may listen, but actually my eyes are closing. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm gonna try. Billy's got to use the phone to make a call, so I don't know how long he's going to be on. He's got to call someone.
Well, everyone remember Wednesday night at 6 Pacific, Melissa Clear Egan will be here.
I will call.
On Wednesday night at 6.
Spread the word.
Okay, so, yeah, I will call you later.
Okay. If you don't call me later, I'll call you. Don't call me
later.
If I'm up, I'll call you.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. I just want to say have a good Friday night. Thanks for everyone who called in. Thank you, Jackie Zeman, for calling in. That interview was great. Like I said, I will see you next Wednesday at 6 o'clock Pacific for my Melissa Claire Egan interview. Thank you, you guys. Have a good night. Bye.